Welcome back, folks. You've heard me talk about Delgado Community College and the integral part that they play in our local economy on so many different fronts. I get to interact with a lot of folks that are business owners, and they all talk about Delgado and how important it is to the development of the employment base in this city. So today we are joined by the chancellor of Delgado Community College, Dr. Larissa Littleton Stieb, as well as Jennifer Fernandez, the dean of nursing at Delgado. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hi, and we have one additional person with us as well, new that we're happy to have, Renee Randall.
Renee Randall, professor, respiratory therapy program director. I didn't know, I'd heard that only two folks had called in, but obviously she's sharing a phone with someone, and that's okay, because this is all important stuff that we will talk about, and appreciate y'all joining us. Chancellor, we're going to start off with you. If you could give us, you know, kind of an overview of the healthcare programs. And today we're talking about healthcare. There's a shortage in everything. I mean, pick it. It doesn't matter. And what does matter, though, is the role that Delgado plays in fulfilling the demands of so many healthcare institutions throughout the greater New Orleans area with nurses and alike. So talk to us about that.
So let me tell you, our healthcare programs run the gambit, Newell, at Delgado. We have extraordinary programs in LPN, registered nursing. Our registered nursing program ranks the top in the state and in the nation. We have rad tech. We have respiratory tech. We have EKG, phlebotomy, as well as pharmacy tech. You name it, we have it at Delgado Community College. And, you know, it's not just that we have it. We do it extraordinarily well. And our business partners, our healthcare partners, they are on board with what we produce because they play an integral role in ensuring that what we offer our students, the way that we prepare them, that they are ready to go to work day one. And that is really what it's all about, is preparing individuals for careers that will change their lives, that will change the lives of their families. But not only that, our research and what we have, our data shows that individuals who complete at Delgado Community College in healthcare, they stay, they live, and they work right here. So we are not producing graduates that leave the state of Louisiana and go and work in Texas or go and work in Mississippi. They reside, they continue to live right here and work with our healthcare partners.
Chancellor, things don't just happen. You got to make them happen, right? And what I love about the approach at Delgado is that y'all listen very closely to what industry is looking for. And it reflects itself in the data, right? Mm-hmm. And when your students leave Delgado and the success that they have.
Yes. And let me tell you, the data, it doesn't lie. Because when we're able to say that our registered nursing students, 98% of them pass the NCLEX, which is the national exam that all registered nurses, no matter what university you've attended, our students take that same licensure exam. For us to say that that is our output, it's not just us saying that. That is what the licensure rates for the state of Louisiana, that's what it says. And so those individuals are walking into roles and filling roles in the hospitals that are extremely important.
And it's not an easy test. I hear nurses complain about it all the time. You know, the same way that we lawyers complain about the bar exam, right?
I mean,
it's not an easy test. Let's go to the dean of nursing, Jennifer Fernandez. Jennifer, I guess that's a fair characterization. It's not an easy test, right?
You are definitely correct, Newell. How are you doing today? Always a pleasure.
It is. Thank you so much for joining us. So talk to us about, you know, not only 98% licensure pass rate, but what I find absolutely amazing is that everyone that graduates, they get a job. 100% placement rate. That's incredible.
And let me tell you, that 100% placement rate is not just nursing. We have 25 different allied health programs, and we have pretty much a 100% job placement rate in every single one of those, because job stability in healthcare is not going anywhere, right? We are pretty much one of the ones that's guaranteed stability, advancement throughout life, and always going to be a high wage, high demand in our state. And we're seeing changes across all of the landscape, and we are needing so many more healthcare, workers as we continue to expand and our communities continue to age. And the best thing about Delgado, you don't have to have your entire life figured out, right? You can come to us, and you don't have to know exactly what you want to do for your entire life. Right? You don't have to have your entire life figured out. The point is that you come and you take that first step into a meaningful career.
Yeah.
It's the importance is that you start. And you can start here with us in 8 weeks and get a job working in a facility, get a foot in the door at one of our hospital partners. And employers love working and promoting within. So once we can get students in with a certificate program, whether it's CNA, phlebotomy, EKG, and they get their foot in the door with that facility, now they have additional opportunities for tuition reimbursement, flexible scheduling, advancement opportunities, job shadowing, because let's face it, Newell, not everybody's meant to be a nurse, but there is a place in healthcare for everyone, right? We've got a spot for you. Maybe you're not the best person at the bedside to be talking to everybody, but you're incredible on computers, and you can see you have an eye for detail on catching those labs that are microscopically off, but that can save a life in a minute. So every single one of these roles is irreplaceable, and we have it all, and we can get them all to work together. Renee, would you like to talk about that? Experiences?
Yeah, let's go to Renee Randall, Professor, Respiratory Therapy Program. Talk to us about the Respiratory Therapy Program. But in both Jennifer and Renee, I want y'all to go back to salary, because a lot of times we don't talk about that very often, but there's a big story to be told there. Go ahead, Renee.
Well, Newell, you are spot on. Thank you for that.
So thank you for having me. Salaries are so important in the current economy we're living in. The one thing I love about Delgado is our students can receive the same credentials at a community college that they can receive at a four-year university, have the same credentials to go to work and earn the same pay when they didn't spend nearly as much on their education. Obviously, I'm biased to respiratory therapy. We are kind of, I like to say, the unsung heroes in the healthcare workforce. The salaries for allied health in many fields are very comparable to registered nursing. I feel like a lot of people think your only opportunities in healthcare is to become a doctor or a nurse. And we have so many opportunities in allied health. For instance, respiratory therapy is probably one of the higher paid allied health careers that only requires an associate degree. Our salaries at the entry level are comparable to what the registered nurses are making at the entry level.
So they're coming in to work making $70,000 a year, just like the registered nursing new graduates. And a significant need, too.
Correct. The forecast nationwide for respiratory therapists is a 14% growth for the next 10 years, according to Bureau of Labor Statistics. And 14% may not sound like a whole lot to someone who's not informed, but most careers are only expected to grow at a rate of about 5 to 6%. So that is a significant demand that is needed nationwide for RTs.
So to be able to complete a degree in 2 years at what, $13,000? And that would be the tuition for about the two-year degree, about $13,000, to go out, have a job in the field probably day one, because there's the need, and a new graduate can go out making $70,000 to $80,000 a year.
And what's interesting about Louisiana, this is good and bad. It's good for those that are in respiratory therapy. It's bad because we're a little bit of an outlier, right, in respiratory distress and the acuity levels of our respiratory patients here in Louisiana. Would that be correct, Renee?
Correct. We have a lot of industry here, which could potentially lead to respiratory disease. So again, that's a positive negative, you know, industry brings jobs, but if it also brings potential air pollution, we still have fairly high levels of cigarette smoking and vaping in Louisiana. The South is notorious for not being the healthiest people. So yes, the demand is very much there. The patients are aging. Our technology is just exponentially growing, which is great for patients because they're living longer. But as they live longer, the need for healthcare providers is just growing at a rate faster than we can keep up with.
And this is a question for any of y'all, but let me just ask the Chancellor, Larissa Littleton-Staub, Chancellor. A lot of folks decide to go to Delgado and other colleges. I was a late bloomer. I didn't go to law school until I was in my late 30s, right? But Delgado offers this very unique opportunity that we just described. And when you're in either allied health or RN or LPN, because of the vacancy percentages in our market here, you know, you may have already established your life here, you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to be able to stay here. And
yeah.
48% of the nurses in the New Orleans region, they're from Delgado. So it, yeah. It speaks volumes.
Yes. And we can do more. We can do more. You know, we are exploring and will implement evening, weekend college in those areas because we know, right, that individuals have to work, you know, and go to school. They have other obligations. And so we are setting the standard in terms of just opening our doors to ensure that we're able to educate those individuals so that they can obtain jobs. And we remain the 48%. Or maybe even higher, because our industry partners, they need that. They want that, and they deserve it. And I'm going to be honest with you, Newell. I'm really at a point that I'm tired of this state having to get individuals from other states to come in and get these jobs. You know, we have to be in a position where we can train individuals now, give them what they need so that they can get the jobs in the state of Louisiana, and they don't have to leave out, right? And we don't have to bring people in. You know, I am a mother of three. I want my children to stay in Louisiana. I want my grandbabies to stay in Louisiana. I don't want them moving to Texas or Alabama or where have you. So it's incumbent upon us to ensure that we're able to offer those opportunities to individuals when they need it.
Now let's talk about facilities. Y'all have a brand spanking new facility. It's gorgeous. I've been through it. It's quite the place. A lot of experiential learning going on there and a lot of AI that's embedded in the coursework there. And the utilization of, what do you call it? It's the... you're not using real live cadavers, you're using simulated cadavers. Yeah. And which is absolutely incredible because you get more time, more availability, and more access, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And you can't hurt them.
Beautiful thing about,
because if you do, they'll yell at you, right?
So. They do. It's good practice.
The one thing that I love about simulation is the opportunity to really ensure that the student receives a well-rounded education. I can't tell you, for instance, my own personal experience. I graduated from respiratory therapy school and never witnessed a patient go into cardiac arrest. So I was very intimidated when it happened the first time and I'm the real therapist. So we can guarantee these experiences for students in the simulated environment. We can make sure that they really are fully prepared because we don't want someone to experience cardiac arrest just so our student can be prepared in clinical, but we can do it in a simulation. The other wonderful thing about simulation is the interprofessional education opportunities. It truly does allow our students to learn to work together, even just to communicate with not only each other, but with actual providers. We have been so blessed at Delgado to have providers from the community come in and volunteer to serve as the ER physician or as the OBGYN and actually do a C-section on a simulator. And that is just a priceless opportunity that our students are having to grow comfortable with the providers and understand that they are people as well who just want the best outcomes for our patients.
Absolutely. And I love that the whole, healthcare community is, they give back in so many different ways, and especially in training. And it's great that y'all take advantage of that.
We have been so blessed with all of our partners. They've been so involved. And it also helps us to meet their needs. So I'm sure everybody is aware in the state of Louisiana of the increased mortality risk in maternity. So we are able to do those high risk deliveries and such in the simulated areas so that our graduates can go out and be better prepared to save lives, because we are changing and saving lives while strengthening the healthcare workforce of Louisiana all at the same time.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for joining us. We truly appreciate it. I just want to remind everyone that Delgado is in the midst of summer enrollment. Their summer session runs from June 3rd to July 29th. In-person, online, virtual, hybrid courses, transfer courses from all regionally accredited colleges and universities that meet the admission requirements are accepted. It's a great opportunity. And on the 14th, Thursday, from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the City Park campus, they will expedite this registration process for students. They'll have folks that are there. You can visit it. You can go to the website, dcc.edu. Or I love this about you guys. Y'all give them a cell phone number and a text to text. So you can call at 504-671-5000, or you can text them at 504-414-0493. Y'all don't leave any stones unturned, that's for sure. Thank y'all so much for visiting with us today. Truly appreciate it. Chancellor Larissa Littleton Stibe of Delgado Community College, Dean of Nursing Jennifer Fernandez, and Renee Randall, Professor of the Respiratory Therapy Program, the director there. Thank y'all so much and have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we will visit with Emily Stack, Executive Director of Moms for America Action. We just heard how respiratory therapy is vitally important to vapers. Well, we're going to talk about vaping and the problems that we're seeing, the problems we're having. Stay with us.